Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
step is Mr. West F. I don't give a fuck how many niggas you done slept with. I don't really care how many dudes you done sucked on. I wipe your ass right now if you come home with a nigga, I'm just saying how I feel. I heard a lot about it, trying to see how it feels. I heard you got that fire, trying to see if it's real. No sale, no 2 pound, bitch, what's the deal? Really though, if you're trying to find a male, oh for sure, I got this meat for your grill. Don't know what you're doing, watch your porno. Then come back and eat it up like the DiGiorno. Cause good head to make a nigga stay home, and good head to have a nigga blowing up your phone, and good head to have him fuck you all night long, and good head to have a nigga singing a song like she. Don't worry about her name, just remember for the game, call her Super. Hey, she said that brain so fried, make a nigga change gas, call her Super. Hey, she said if I'm ever in doubt, all I need is some mouth, call her Super. Hey, so that's what I did, now I'm in love with a Super. Hey,
do you know what you would do if you could not get your head blown? Cause I don't know what I would do if I could not get my head blown.
She said don't worry about her name, just remember for the game, call her Super. Hey, she said that brain so fried, make a nigga change gas, call her Super. Hey, she said if I'm ever in doubt, all I need is for my call her Super. Hey, so that's what I did, now I'm in love with a Super. Hey,
do you know what you would do if you could not get your head blown? Cause I don't know what I would do if I could not get my head blown. This right here's for the nasty women said, this right here's for the ones that's with it. This right here's for the nasty women said, this right here's for the ones that's with it. This right here's for the nasty women said, this right here's for the ones that's with it. This right here's for the nasty women said, this right here's for the ones that's with it.
Yeah. Ha.
Superstar.
Yeah, I got it, but I'm trying to get more money. White girl on deck, call it snow buddy. I ain't trying that with no money. I got the work in the truck, white girl roll up for me.
All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out.
I'm popping orange, blue, green, yellow pills. Bad one, get one free, we got the murder deal. They ask how I ball, I tell them fundamentals. Smoke weed, trapping hard out the rental. I put an AR to your AR. 2 guards for my squad, shooting, chewing over guards. Fuck what you talking about, I'm on my money route. Oh, can't get him out, fuck the bar in mama house. And I'm looking like a bitch talking back. And she ain't fucking, so fuck her, she walking back. Grown ass man, don't be asking what I'm doing. Since you had to have your shit up in the shoe. Linked up, kill squad, boys in the label. People what you think, shit can get paid.
Yeah, I got it, but I'm trying to get more money. White girl on deck, call it snow buddy. I ain't trying that with no money. I got the work in the truck, white girl roll up for me.
All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out.
My back, I'm fucking up my pocket. Well, right. No parental guide is growing up like a foster. Right. Cow shit, a wild hunter, turn me to a mobster. Kidnap niggas and eliminate rosters. Clean up and rendezvous with my crew for lobster. Don Perignon, it don't matter what it costs me. See the spot at the top, reserved for bosses. And all y'all enjoy these shit. I'm running this. I was born 40 days. And I'ma keep running like a one life to live, nigga, I'ma get it, man. My aim is 100 million, man. My squad niggas tell me that's one hell of a number. So I told them I'ma get it crackin' like thunder. I'm hotter than the summer, colder than the winter. Spring forth and let's take balls to fall.
Yeah, I got it, but I'm tryna get more money. White girl on deck, call it snow buddy. I ain't tryin' that with no money. I got the work in the truck, white girl roll up for me.
All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out.
I'ma get it pumping. How the fuck these niggas follow when they on the budget? I'm drinking Remy, smoking some killer weed. Bitch mad at me, pulls out her Remy weed. Over his girl, the niggas dropping go ham on me. Change that, so you kill him, take him on me. I'm on the road, looking for the troopers. We got me stoned like I'm scared of Medusa. Where I'm from, we get money, try to stay alive. Where I'm from, you be the folks, so you rap back. And I must admit, some niggas slip. It was this, now they that, ain't that a bitch. My nigga will shake his head like that nigga sick. I got a dumb hustle, so get up super rich.
Yeah, I got it, but I'm tryna get more money. White girl, low deck, call it nobody. I ain't trying that with no money. I got the work in the truck, white girl, roll up for me.
All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out. All this work on me, goddamn, I gotta get it out.
Happy hour, baby. We are in the motherfucking building. What's going on, Snack Anton? I see you here. What's happening?
What's happening? Good. What's good?
You know, it's happy hour.
that ain't gonna work.
The blue box Azul, and I got some ice cream cookie cake. So my happy hour about to be very happy.
I tell you one thing. I know one thing. I'm gonna give y'all 3 minutes and 31 seconds to find the fucking shot. It's happy hour. You understand me? Let's go.
I got a bottle.
Listen. This is Azul in the
yeah.
Trey, you did this, my nigga. Babe. I really be on my mud, baby shit. Shout out to Brother Promo.
Free my nigga locked down in the chain gang, man.
Lock Mark. Yeah.
That was a hell of a guy. Yeah, bet you don't know about him, love, baby.
Mud Baby Spade. Y'all make sure y'all check out Mud Baby Spade.
My A1 since day one.
What's good, though? Okay. What's poppin'? What y'all doing on during happy hour? Because this Azul got me feeling kind of good. So what y'all got going on?
Hey, man,
okay, so since we haven't picked a pick of the week, and we need to do that because T-Rex is asking for it, honey, and we have not picked one. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to listen to our submission tracks, and we're going to pick a pick of the week tonight.
Let's do it.
All
right, well, when it's hot, I'm going to take a shot. If it's not, then I'm not. That's what it is. So I hope I ain't sober tonight.
Okay. So we'll see who I'll be drunk. By the end of the show.
Da
Vinci is not here, y'all. He's not here. And I spoke to him earlier, so I don't know what's going on, but he's not here yet. Maybe he'll make it, maybe not. You know, people come to you, they ask you for opportunities. You put it on the table, they can get it or they can't get it. You know, it is what it is. But we're going to rock it like we rock it anyway. Okay? So our first artist, you guys, I had told you about her. I actually got a chance to meet her at the show that I did for Cadillac Man's birthday, El Jai. And you spell that E-L-L-E, capital J-A-I. And you guys search her, find her, follow her, and support her. She has excellent music. I actually played one of her tracks at the beginning of the song. I mean, the beginning of the show. I'm sorry. And it's a really good track, you guys. And you really need to check her out because she's a bad woman. And we're going to get into her song right now. She did give me, I actually purchased one of her albums. And I'm going to play a track off of her album. And title of the track is She's Bad. Okay? So we're going to play that right now.
Hey.
Y'all know the rules? Y'all know the rules. 1 to 5. 5 being the highest that you can give for the track. All right? Okay, here we go.
Do I have any lovers out here tonight? Yeah. You look like you in love. But this goes out to all the lovers in the world that know what it feels like to have true love. Everybody mad and talking dumb. Women think there's no good men. Either they live in double lives,
All right, guys.
Yeah, I'm pouring a shot right now.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right.
Yeah, I need that shot.
Now, we got callers on the line. If you guys want to weigh in, you can press the one button and come in and give us your scores as well, okay, five being the highest. And, of course, we hope nobody get a zero, but zero being the lowest, okay? All right, so, Snipe, what is your score?
All right. See, when I listened to this song, man, I was on heaven right now, y'all feel me? So I got to take this shot because I like the song so much. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it a 3.5 because I like to, you know, I can hear certain things in it that could, you know, just be done a little bit better, but shit. Hey, that motherfucker ride, man.
Okay. 3.5. That's what's up. Add time.
And I just took this shot.
Okay.
Yes, you did. I'm going to give her a 5, and I'm taking my shot of Azul right now.
Woo-woo. 5.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
See, that's on the right. What's your score?
I just chimed in. You know what I'm saying? I just chimed in. What are y'all beer ponging the music? Liquor pong. I don't know what game is we playing.
Okay,
hey, man,
we're not playing games. What we are doing for the latecomers, what we are doing, we are picking our pick of the week. T-Rex is looking for that for the blog post, and we need to get that done. So we're going to do that tonight.
Okay.
So we play Elgi, one of her tracks, and you've heard some of her music. I had brought her here after I'd done the show for Cadillac Man's birthday party. So I was playing one of her tracks. So we won't add Rock. Well, see, now that's going to be fucked up because, okay. We won't add Rock score because he wasn't here. Common, did you get a chance to listen to Elgi?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
but whatever
cool.
You
so
vote,
that's good.
I'm a second it.
Okay, that's good. Well, you know what?
But anyway,
like,
hello,
just,
everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
What up, bro?
What's
Whoa,
up,
what's
friend?
What's happening? What's happening in this raggedy-ass bitch? You know what I'm saying?
No, raggedy-ass bitch is on Tuesdays. This is just a happy day.
Raggedy-ass bitches every day.
Yeah, this is a raggedy happy time.
Yeah, we
okay.
Drinking rock, so you got to pull your shots out.
So the rule is, okay, if the artist
I gotta pull
is
my
good.
Drink up.
Yeah.
We're taking shots all night. So if the artist is good
shit.
And we vote for them, we take shots. So by the end of the night, we're hoping everybody.
If they hot, we take a shot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Let me get my black in. Let me get my black in. Hold up.
Get it ready. What y'all thought happy hour was for? This is happy hour. We drink. That's what's up. Everybody didn't get a chance to hear the track, you know what we're going to do? We gonna run that motherfucker right back. Elgi, she's back.
Do I have any lovers out here tonight? Yeah. You look like you in love. Uh-huh. But this goes out to all the lovers in the world that know what it feels like to have true love. I'm
Nah. Everybody has heard the track? Everybody heard the track?
Yep.
I got my Black Henny.
Now, DJ Sergeant Rock, what's up, boy?
Okay, now, what's the ratio, like 0 to 10 or 0 to 5?
0 to 5.
Okay. That was a nice little track. You know what I'm saying? That was a nice little track. It was smooth. It was mellow. I give it a 3.
Okay. All right, Carmen.
Yes.
But it's just cool.
It sounded real good. That sounded like some shit my mom and dad would listen to back in the day. So I'm going to give it a 3.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to give it make it a 3.5 because my mama would have liked that.
That's what's up. Okay. I am giving my girl a 5. I just love her spirit, y'all. The music, if you could hear her live, like this track, I like this track, but this is the mellow her. When you hear that woman in full form, you will understand what I'm saying. This lady is a Fantasia-type powerhouse voice.
Okay.
Yeah. She got it going on. But that's just because I know that. I'm giving her a 5 all day long. I would say, personally, though, check on the mastering and the mixing part of it.
The background music was, you know what I'm saying, a bit louder than the vocals, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
But I liked it, you know what I'm saying, that was a nice track.
And that's why I say when I hear that track, like I feel like I'm on a cabin with all my friends, we kicking and partying. And just drinking,
yeah.
And playing crazy old games. That's what that's
right.
For. It's smooth.
Well, that's not what
yeah.
I thought. I saw
Spade Game.
Yeah.
I saw Beer. I saw the Family Reunion. I saw all of that.
Well, I saw back
I
then. I was
heard
kid.
Her words, and she was actually talking about something, man. And like I felt it. It was like a love song to me, like speaking to me
yeah,
on the level
talking about
of,
her man.
Like get
she
right.
She was talking about
you
her
feel
man.
Me? But it's
I'm
soulful
in love with
him.
My man. Yeah,
yeah.
That was cool.
I like this.
That was good. Like I said, I'm thinking about when I was a kid and my aunts and my mom and uncles and everybody just sitting around talking and cooking and just having a good time. That's just some back in the day shit that I kind of like.
Right.
So,
that track is made for a backyard party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that track is made for a backyard party. Yeah.
But
for real.
She had that
A barbecue.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
She had that little I guess you can say a little bit of the it's like something like Staple Singers and then mix in with a little bit of Betty Wright and shit. That's what I thought.
Right.
Like her voice I can hear
well she had enough to take a shot.
Yep, take them sides.
And then, you know, like Tweety said, you know what I'm saying, this is just a recording. I'm pretty sure
yeah.
she performs better when she's live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know the woman has got a very strong, powerful voice, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a track, you know what I'm saying? You know, smooth it out, mellow it out, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
she did that, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Okay, next up we have the new one from who shall we pick? Let's see. Hero, She the Bomb. All right, Hero next up on the chopping block. Here we go.
Exam 325 music.
I want everything that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the combo. Say what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho. She ain't your bitch, she ain't your hoe.
But you know now,
get back on your boat, nigga. Roll
line.
Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb, bro. I can see the motion in the picture. Legs they speak up in the scripture. Skin tone, strawberry lemonade mixture. Baby got moves on my pole like a stripper. Ass gripping thongs with her tongue on my zipper. Dark Cinderella looking for her glass slipper. Baby so wet, got me feeling like Flipper. She said spank her ass till my hand get blistered. Damn! Brain educated and she didn't go to Harvard. Got her on the hook, it's about to be a slaughter. Freaking little mechanic, she know when to hit the starter. Damn! Love gave me trim like a barber. Watch that ass when she back up. Back up. Play your part, baby, act up. Act up. I'm not a dyke, but I'm strapped up. Strapped so up. Cold, couldn't even strike a match up.
She the bomb.
This bitch is so incredible.
I
my heart hurt, I need medical.
She the bomb.
She gon' eat it like it's edible.
I
everything you do is unforgettable.
She the bomb.
I'ma tell you right now, she the bomb. She the bomb.
She the
stand
bomb.
Clear, baby, bout to explode like a bomb. Like a bomb. I want everything, that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the convo. Say what's your name, call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho. She in your bitch, she in your hoe.
But you know now,
get back on your boat, nigga, roll, roll,
roll out.
About to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb.
This that aphrodisiac.
What's your zodiac, your booty fat. Dog biting at that kitty cat, that's a maniac. I'm a lifeguard, CPR, yeah, I'm saving that. Hitting high notes when I jab, hear you singing that.
Okay.
Weather started changing, pussy dripping, where it's raining at. Natural, mother nature way, ain't no it's raining at.
For sure though,
feet to the ceiling, where you painted at. Welcome to the wood shop, where I painted at.
Dang.
Got my motor running by the overheat.
Okay.
Pussy on the table, I'ma overeat, she odor free. Fuck her real good, watch her go to sleep.
For sure though,
stamping my approval like a notary.
So no,
cool operator giving wait time.
Yeah.
In the same room doing FaceTime.
Yeah.
My verse concrete, that's a hard verse.
That's a hard verse.
She coming off flavors like a starburst.
Ooh.
I want everything, that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the combo.
Yeah.
Say what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho. She in your bitch, she in your hoe.
But you know now,
get back on your boat, nigga. Roll, roll,
roll out.
Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb, bro.
All right, all right, all right. Okay.
Bro.
Right, Snipe.
Oh. I like this track, so you know, I'm about to take another shot. Y'all know that. This music, I know I listen to. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving it a 4. You know what I'm saying? I like to. He sound like a character. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to it, it's like, yeah, you hear the two people. But then he bring characters to it. So it's like, yeah, it's like a wave. So you know what I'm saying? I'm riding with it. And Duce, here comes shot number 2. Y'all going to have me drunk before this. What time?
Uh-huh.
You're going to have yourself drunk.
Oh. Going to take the shot right now with my 4, man.
Okay. All right. Snipe gives it a 4. Anton.
What up, though?
What's your score?
So,
my score is a 4, too, because I'm hip to bro. I didn't watch too many of his videos and listen to too many of his songs, and that just wasn't one of my favorites. It was the content, he was making sense and everything.
My fault.
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was making sense and everything, but that's just not one of my favorites from bro. So I give him a nice 4. I'm about to take a half a shot for bro.
That's what's up. Okay. DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your score?
Well, you know, I'm kind of, in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, look, I'm just going to just put it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? The track was straight. You know what I'm saying? You know, however, I don't, you know, like Snipe said, he's a character. So you can't really place him, you know what I'm saying, in a category with nobody. You know what I'm saying? You can't really place him in a category with nobody. So I'll give him a 3. I'll give
okay.
him a 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Comment.
Did you like that?
Yes, ma'am, boss lady.
What's your score?
Well.
Hang on one second.
We good?
Yeah, go
What's
ahead.
Your score?
All right.
Y'all drunk already, man.
Y'all
drunk already, man.
I didn't have to wait for a score or anything to have my double shot of Henny. But anyway, I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 4. I like the beat, but there still was a little bit something. Like, I'm not no music person. I don't be in no studios like most of y'all do. So I'm just speaking strictly as a fan or a person that will listen to it. But I give it a 4. I thought the beat was good. I still feel like something was missing from it. Dude, y'all say he's a character. Well, there's a whole lot of rappers out there today that's making money that are characters. So
right.
I can't make that a strike against them. But I'm going to give it a 4. I liked it. Like I said, there's something from the beat that's missing, and I can't put my finger on it, but I liked it.
Right.
I played in my car.
Somebody knocking.
Hero, is that you? Hero, are you there?
Peace to man.
I'm locked in.
That's what's up.
And I'm in Walmart right now.
Okay.
Oh, damn. It's about to be black on black shooting.
See it.
Hey. Black team can't go to Walmart without some trouble starting.
Yeah.
So, Hero, what we have going on is we're picking our pick of the week for our blog, and 5 being the highest score that one can get. You got 4, 3 times. DJ Sergeant Rock gave it 3, and of course I gave it 5 because I'm biased. But so we're adding on scores right now for our pick week, and that's what we're doing. We're rating our artists, and we're picking. This is how we get our picks of the week. So I'm glad that you're listening. You know what I'm saying, to chime in with us and to get some feedback. So how did you feel about the feedback you received on the track?
Man, see, one thing about me, I'm cool with all feedback. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like me, I'm the one that my heart is built to take constructive criticism. So if I know it's coming from the right spot of a person, I don't got no problem. Cool
so can I ask something while you on the line, bro? Because I've been watching you for some years since you and Shalonda Tweet first, like, linked up and started doing business. And I was listening to the co-host, and so they might don't go back as far as I do, but when I think of the music that made me hip to you and even notice, because it take a lot for me to even pay attention, your writing, your scriptures remind me of Tupac or old Snoop or like some guys from the early 90s that got substance and content. I know you got to stay in the groove with what's hot right now, but like even listening to the song we listened to, you had content, but it didn't just hit me like your earlier track. So I'm looking forward to you like putting more you into it instead of industry, because that was straight industry. But what caught me at first when it was Hero, that shit was Hero. Like from Hero Models to Hero Music, that shit was all Hero.
Right. Yeah, trust me. I'm way ahead of you on that. But this is the it's a what a nephew. Hold on. It's almost like we so. This is what I'm not going to forget, and this is what everybody got to understand. In order, like, you have people out there in this world that's only able to gravitate to what the fuck what y'all just played from me. They only able to gravitate that. And if I'm able to get their mindset from that and they able to follow me from that, then I can elevate their mind. You feel me? So it's a trick to what I'm doing. It ain't for them to stick out. I'm hitting them in a way that they understand and bringing them to me. When they get to me, then they start listening to the rest of my shit. Then they start saying that, damn, this nigga deeper than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But it's ways that you gotta captivate their mind.
Yeah, because you're an entrepreneur, and that needs to be pushed every aspect. I didn't just get hip to you on the music that day. I got hip to you on the modeling, the music, the visuals, you know, just everything. And that needs to be pushed to them as well, because you do hold a throne in that arena when it comes to certain things in music and visual media.
Right, right. True. But, yeah, I got a whole, you know what I'm saying, plan. Like, but that plan is to hit them, because I swear, when you look, anything you go online, right, you go online, you go on YouTube or something like that, and you pull up something that's really teaching the people and what we need to be learning, man, that shit probably got about 50,000 views, but some dumb shit got 2 million views.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This is how
I'm gearing that shit for them to get pulled to the next level. I'm going to drop some shit that they want to hear. But when they hear me, they're going to hear me in a whole other different aspect. If they become a fan, that fan is going to follow everything I did from the beginning to where I am now. And they're going to be like, okay, it's more to it than what I just heard. When you become a fan, that's what happens. But I definitely stepped out of my comfort zone on that track.
Right.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. I definitely stepped out of my comfort zone. In my mind, I'm like, damn, I don't want to do it, but I'm finna. And if it caused me to take a dive in some areas, as long as I'm able to get to those, the people that think on a lower vibration, as long as I'm able to get to them with one song and I bring them to me, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
I hear you.
Okay. So we have all voted. Snipe gave a 4. Anton gave a 4. DJ Sergeant Rock gave a 3. Common gave a 4. And I gave a 5. So that makes Ellie Jai and Hero at a tie. So we're going to break this tie at the end of the show. And Hero, we appreciate you for calling in and checking in with us. And you can hang around if you want to. If not, we'll let you know who the winner is later on. But I'm about to take my shot. All right.
Damn, I would take.
My bad.
I would take a shot, but I'm in Walmart.
Well, you need to hurry up and get out of Walmart.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to hurry up out of here. And Eli,
you better hurry up out of there.
It ain't nothing in Walmart for you to take a shot with, unless it's some beer or some wine.
nah, bro, we got a liquor store right in front of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a liquor store right in front.
Stop by the liquor store then. Pick me up something while you're there. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, come get it.
Walmart.
All right, y'all.
All right, now. All right, y'all. Okay. Snipe submitted some music also for artists. Snipe, tell us a little bit about the artist while I scroll and look for this.
His name is J4K, and he a young cat. So this is what I say. This is what I be competing, how we say our music. Need to be competing with what's now, you know what I'm saying, the song is called Stow Out. And, you know, I rock with Lil Bro, you know what I'm saying? And he's probably like 20-something. He's young. I know he's young, but I like his ambition. I said, dog, keep working. I said, I know you bringing me people. And he bring me people to my studio. So he was like, look, I'm going to get you paid, but I'm trying to work. I was like, I feel you. I'm like, shit, we staying eye to eye. So I like his music, and some of the content, maybe, I just say it's for right now. It's just for right now, but he got more.
That's what's up. And we got Da Vinci in the house. What's up, Da Vinci? I see you made it in.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Just finished wrapping up the taping of the DJ Dance Party and also the Hype Live virtual concert series. So, yeah, I was just checking in, check you all out, to show some love.
Okay. Shit.
Oh, you calling me from an odd number. What's up, T-Rex? I'm looking at this 334 thinking it's division. What's going on?
I ain't nothing going on. Just trying to get that down safely.
T-Rex in the building.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Factor Media in the building. Y'all show some love, okay?
Y'all doing a great job. I've been listening for like the last 10 minutes. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm actually working from my phone tonight, so I can't see all the numbers. So it's kind of hard, but I'm doing what I do. I'm telling y'all what happened. My laptop, it just stopped working. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. It was working 1 minute, and then it just didn't work no more. So I don't know what happened to my laptop, but I got to get another laptop. Yeah. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord, because I need another laptop. Okay. Thank you, T-Rex. I want you to be safe on the road. Did you guys have a good taping tonight?
Yes, we had a good taping. We had two super producers in the building, Diesel and 88 Fingers. So they was en route to work on a song for Pleasure P tonight. So they stopped by and did a quick interview with us on the DJ Dance Party. So it was pretty dope show we had tonight.
That's what's up. Hey, Snipe, I got to get you connected. You know, T-Rex, Snipe is in Atlanta, actually. And he need to come over there one Wednesday when y'all are up there and y'all get connected, because Snipe do the beats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Snipe
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to work with anybody. So, you know, while we up here on Wednesday, we can swing by the studio.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Make it up.
Yeah.
Make it up.
Rick.
Thank you so much, T-Rex, for calling in and checking in with us. What we are doing is picking our pick of the week for the blog, so you don't have to wait much longer. We getting it done. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all doing a great job.
Yeah.
I support y'all, and, you know, thank y'all for taking my call and let me tune in.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
True.
All right.
All right, somebody take that shot.
Tires and bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga heaven, I'm slutting your hoe out. I got some rats and I'm bringing some mo out. Keep my tool, young nigga can't go out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 ounce. Color the plug, you know I need more ounce. Spit a little rats when I went to the hoe house. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the fucking young nigga, come show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the beef, young nigga, come show out. Show out, show out. Show out, fuck with me, I got the shit for the low. I got the price, they gon' say it's a go. Don't got a bed, we can fuck on the floor. I'ma just show out, she begging for more. Pull out them beaters if you think I'm weak. Go get the Mac and we join the suite. Feel like a fraud, then you could come leave. Update my drip and it never come cheap. These niggas flexing, that bro need to stop it. I take a pick, it look hot, I'ma drop it. I'ma show out when it comes to that walking. Bitch on my dick, yeah, I know she be stalking. How you go wrong when these bullets be hawking? I'm tryna fuck on this hoe and he blocking. I got the glizzy, they see that I'm rocking. Beat his ass up, leave my gun in my pocket. Don't wanna timid, they know I might do it. Hear what I say in my threat, yeah, I'm fluent. This shit come easy, I know what I'm doing. Ain't about money, then what you pursuing? Don't got the money, then go get some racks. I was just broke, now I'm speaking on facts. Rolling them up, then we spoke on the pack. Yeah, yeah. Busted the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga heaven, I'm slutting your hoe out. I got some rats and I'm bringing some mo out. Keep my tool, young nigga can't go out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 ounce. Color the plug, you know I need mo out. Spend a little rest when I went to the hoe house. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the fuck, young nigga come show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the beef, young nigga come show out. Show out, show out.
show out. Bell buns, cause we screaming out red run. Yeah, you know that's a shed, son. Leave his head gun. I just bought me a red gun. Throw it out when the feds come. Now I'm traumatized, cause they know that we really slide. Give a fuck if a body dies. I'm from 9 to 5, now I get it like 9 to 5. Doing me just to stay alive. I'm in Jordan 4 when I pull in the kick, though. Kicking shit on the 10th floor in the penthouse. Nigga, this ain't no rent house. She want different and hit now. Shit in the blitz now, and my niggas gon' take down. Rob his ass is a shakedown. Nigga gon' hate now, cause they know that I'm great now. She want me, it's too late now. I can't fuck with these niggas, I got social distance. Look at my neck and my wrist, it be hitting. Running the racks with my brothers and split it. Popping shit Christian D.O. when I'm kicking. She minded me, I'm just minding my business. They wanna start it, I might as well finish. Load up the chopper, they just wanna hit. It's a rap, bitch. Bustin' the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga having, I'm slutting your hoe out. I got some rats and I'm bringin' some more out. Keep my tool, young nigga can't go out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 ounce. Call up the plug, you know I need more ounce. Spend a little rats when I went to the hoe house. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the fuck, young nigga come show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the beef, young nigga come show out. Show out, show out. Show out, bustin' the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga having, I'm slutting your hoe out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 out. I ain't with the fuck, y'all nigga, come show out. Show out.
All right, all right, all right. What y'all thinking? What y'all thinking? Thinking another shot? Because I'm a little tipsy myself, and you know.
I'm tasting mine with some ginger beer, so I'm cool, but I'm pouring up right now.
My third double shot is Black Henny, so I'm good.
Okay. What's up?
Damn, my That's words are getting slow.
Your words are getting slow.
Knight, what is your score for JK4? Show out.
I'm gonna give him because I'm wrestling though, bro. You know, I'm biased on him. You know, I'm gonna give him a 5, man. Cause I like he's young. He got too many songs. I'm like, I give him 5. So I'm gonna leave it right there. He don't gotta take a shot.
That's okay.
Damn, I need not great. Yeah, I can be able to grade it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta take that shot. Anton, what's your score?
Yeah, I just poured up some Azul, so yeah, I give him a nice 4.
What? DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your score?
Uh-oh, Rock?
He hot, man. Take a shot, bro.
Man, look, let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell y'all something, bro. Now, I like that track. Snipe, you did your thing on the beat.
All
you
I
know
did
what I'm
was,
saying?
No. See, all I did was engineer. I just worked his engineer, so he comes to me. And
oh, you engineered it?
Yeah, you know, because he up under my wings under that. So, you know, yeah, he's sending me custom, and I'm going to work with him. I said, hell yeah!
So you didn't make the track.
I ain't make the track. I'm just trying to, you know, listen and do my dropouts and bring shit back in. You feel me? Shit, he don't want me to touch the track because I'm gonna add more shit to it.
Right.
Well,
whoever made that track, they did their thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For real. And I like what old boy's spitting. You know what I'm saying? How old is this kid?
Like he can't be no more than I'm gonna give him about 22, 23 the most.
Oh yeah. He's ready. You know what I'm saying?
If he got his head together
and his mind on straight, he has the potential to really be, you know what I'm saying, a good artist. You know what I'm talking about? And since that track blew me away, I'm taking my shot right now. Since that track blew me away, you get the 5. You get the 5. I like that shit.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Common, what's your score?
Well, I like when he said, You ain't got no bed we can fuck on the floor. Because I like showing out like that, too. So I'm going to give him a 4. My words are getting slow. That means I'm feeling right. I also like the little kick drums in the background. So, yeah, dude got potential.
Yep.
He got a whole lot of potential.
He got potential. Like, he rides
Long
the beat.
He rocks the beat. Long as he can get with somebody that's going to look out for him, telling the ins and outs and the do's and don'ts, and to keep him level-headed, he go a long way. Don't be like Lil Wayne and shit. Start drinking purple and start looking like a zombie.
Oh, God.
This man is crazy.
Y'all
okay.
know I'm right. Y'all know I'm right. Lil Wayne look like he walking dead.
Really? I like the track. I'm kind of shocked because he's young and he came like he did. He came on the style that the young people are on, but at the same time he rode that shit. And I listened to see if he was just gonna ride it for a little while or was he gonna ride it to the end. And he rode it all the way to the end. So I salute the brother because he had me rocking with him throughout the whole track. So it's a 4 for me. I appreciated the music. Actually,
And then I'm gonna tell y'all, he submitted me more songs with like other people on it. And you know when you hear other people on songs, he was the standout like to me. And you know you hear people something shit, I'm like but then I heard his verse, I'm like hey, I had to like call him privately like hey. I need Joe. You got some more work. Like, the other people, cool. I said, I need you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the industry. You feel me? You're the industry.
Right.
And I don't even think he even drink. I know he smoked, and that's it. But he said, shit, I just come up. And the crazy thing was, he said, I just come up with catchy hook. He said, I can do the rest. I was like, whoa. All right. You know what I'm saying? Let me sit down a minute. Like, shit. Okay.
Right. Man,
so
you did that.
Make
y'all put together a masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? For real. And Snipe, you need to go back over that beat and do some touch-ups to it. You know what I'm saying? You just play with it. You know what I'm saying?
He don't want me to touch it. See, when I sent him something back, it had gunshots in it. On like the show out part, so when it hit, all that shit was just sounding so good. I was like, "You don't want this?" He was like, "Nah, I'ma cause you know it's somebody else's beat that he know." He's like, "Nah, let me get their confirmation first, cause you know some people don't want you to touch their tracks." And I'm like, "I ain't gonna do it. I just work the work and do what I need to do."
That's one thing that I learned in the industry that stifles you. If you really know about production and any great tracks, it didn't hit the engineer and the producer like that. It might have been somewhat like that or damn near, you know, quality like that. But when you are a producer and you go to an engineer, the engineer will take your horns off and go get some real horn players. They'll take your guitar off and get a real bass player. And if you know that if you really want to grow in the industry, you're willing to let people groom you into a space. When I met Left Eye, I knew everything. I had all the money I needed. I was in Stone Mountain. I was chilling with Outkast, Goody Mob at the Atrium, chilling with the best of the best. So when it was time for us to sign a contract and get in the game, I was willing to listen to her, and I found out I didn't know shit. I had the best producer you could find, and that nigga was nothing compared to the producers who was really playing the keyboard, really playing the drums, really playing the guitar. So he would have to be open to conversations with mentors who will show him to the next level. He's stifling himself saying, hey, engineer, don't touch that. You got to be open to grow. And I'm just adding that you might want to let him hear this or give him the conversation, because being a person who has been in the industry, you have to let people groom you past the point that you're at.
Right. And then not to say that Mike is going to go back and reconstruct the track. No, Mike just engineered it. So Mike recorded it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as engineers and recording engineers, there's all types of tricks and shit that engineers do, you know what I'm saying, to make the track stand out. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's why, you know, when I listen to, you know, a lot of tracks, I listen to the track. You know, I mix kind of acapellas because I want to hear your voice. And then sometimes I hear other stuff that, you know, people don't even recognize. Sometimes it's just a little bring in, stand out the track. And that be the part that some people be like, oh, that's my shit. And I'm like, damn, I just did this. But that's your shit, all right? Okay.
Right. All right. Next.
See, this is what I like doing. This is what I like doing. Listening to people that have been in the industry talking.
We're going to get into our next artist, and you guys are familiar with her as well. You know, Tamara Bubble is always sending us stuff, and we have heard the track. Was submitted, so we're gonna put our thoughts into it now. And JK4's score was 22. You guys, he scored 22.
Okay.
5 from Snipe, 4 from Anton, 5 from DJ Sergeant Rock, 4 from Comma, and 4 from me. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get into Tamara Bubble. I Love Me.
Let's do things on a grand scale. You don't like it, then oh well. You don't like me, but so what? I love me so much.
Taking a shot. Oh. Yes, yes.
Take me a shot, too, but I hate you so much.
I was just put on the affirmation music probably about a month ago,
And I only because I was put on to it, I know, you know, what arena that song belong in. I give her a five. You ain't even got to ask me. I'm going to take a shot because, again, affirmation music is what's hitting right now on the rise. So I know she's
well,
trying
I'm
going to
give my score too, because I'm going to give her a five because that was all black women power empowerment. I love me when I look in the mirror. I love me. I felt that, sis. It's a five for me.
Look up affirmation music. That's a new genre. It's called affirmation music, and it's a lot of rap and R&B that's just repeating the same thing over nice-ass lines to affirm yourself and to boost yourself in positive energy. So I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
Like I got her in my playlist. Her other song is number three in my playlist. So I really mess with Miss Bubble.
That's what's up. All right, Snipe.
All right. So I give this, you know, since I always, you know, listen to Macy Gray, because my friend is a cousin of Macy Gray, so I ain't had no choice but to listen to that, and that's what I feel when I hear this blended in with Timberland and Missy. So, hey, this is like a number. This is four, and I see this shit on the movie. Like, I mean, Super Bowl, man, they might have to say anything. Anything. I give it a four, man. Friday.
Four.
Damn, another
nice. That's what's up. DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your score?
I'm with Anton, you know what I'm saying? Like the arena that she's gonna get played in is not your usual, not your typical, you know what I'm saying? Okay, she might get some burn in the club, but she'll only get the burn from those types of clubs. Like, every black club is not going to play this record. Every white club is not going to play this record. You know what I'm saying? So, be it that I like the fact, you know what I'm saying, that these records are taking off now, you know what I'm saying, because all it is call and response, man. All it is call and response. They chanting, or they just chanting over the track. Now, how long that shit been going on? That shit been going on for years. But now, all of a sudden, you know, we got a label for it. We got a genre for it. Affirmation music. You know what I'm saying? So
We have to because if we don't step our shit.
Hold on, Tweet. The difference is that the music usually be like Little John chanting, tear the club up, or whoop, there it is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's all call and response. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, but now we have a genre for it. And the white folks calling it affirmation music. You know what I'm saying? Because they've heard this shit so much, and they're like, well, what in the fuck is going on with the call and response records taking off? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I give it a three.
I hit
it, you know what I'm saying?
I get
for real.
I get a track. I hit a track every time. Like, you know, why do people might listen to this in the goddamn wave? You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers be partying. I hear it, bro.
Techno clubs. Look, I hear this shit in the EDM circles.
That's what I said.
I'm talking about, look, them EDM DJs are going to take that song and make it to
over
what they want to make it and push the record. You know what I'm saying? To push the furthermore, push the song. See, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's what's up. Okay, Common, what's your score?
I'm going to give it a four. I was going to give it a 3.5, but I'm going to give it a four because if you can make my tipsy ass get up and two-step like I was doing, you're doing some shit for me. I like to be.
You ain't
that
old.
I'm always ghetto, but I like to be. I even like the little screaming part and shit, because every time I hear it say that, all this shit comes in my head. I just hate you so much.
Yeah,
but
it reminds you of Khalees.
Yes. Bring the boys to the yard. But anyway. But I give it. What did I give it? I said four.
You
my
said
boy.
You gave it a four.
Yeah, I gave it a four.
Damn, you drunk.
Okay,
he drunk.
Take your shot.
I already got my shot. I ain't got my shot.
That brings tomorrow Bubble to 21. What we're going to do right now, you guys, is listen to our past pick of the weeks. All right? And then we're going to come back and we're going to our pick of the week. Winners. So don't go nowhere. All right?
Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times is getting rough. To make a day to day of getting tough. It's strange to see the thunder and lightning without the raindrops. Niggas drown themselves and they liquor until the pain drops. To be successful in this life is kinda tough, but I let you stand up under my umbrella till the rain stops. Cause hell, we all need some help at times. Just like these new rappers, they all need some help with rhymes. Don't get me wrong, I ain't dissing, I'm just saying that the game is watered down and the talent level's on decline. Gotta rap about money they know they not getting. Then get mad when real rappers say they not spitting. They gave the game to the kids, and just like anything nice you give the kids, they fuck it up. And I'm not kidding. They took grown men off and put plenty teens on it. They took men clothes off and put skinny jeans on it. And all these youngsters won't beef, but when it comes to due to time, I think they turn to vegetarians cause they don't want it. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times are getting rough. To make it day to day is getting tough. A couple months ago, I can cough, sneeze, and rub on my eye. Now if I do that shit too close, the folks, they think they gon' die. Cause somebody on the TV told them viruses can fly. Here's a mask, cover your mouth, not your ears or your eyes. Matter of fact, give me 6 feet, go stand by the blue X. Stay in your house and do what you told, a nigga you next. But black people don't get that shit. Blacks are dying faster than everybody else. What's the very next statistic? But it's no coincidence, see if it's bad, we gon' get it. The media pushing these numbers, but I don't know that many with it. Tim Murphy felt sick, but he was just losing his mind again. They said he had corona, it was just too many high. Against pre-existing conditions and bad food habits. They say you sick, you say I'm not. They say you asymptomatic. They gave you stimulus to push this agenda, hoping that you remember when you show up to the polls in November. That's some bullshit. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times is getting rough. To make a day to day is getting tough. We need hugs.
Getting crazy out there, man.
Whatever you do.
We need hugs.
Shit crazy out here right now, y'all. We need hugs.
All right, all right, all right. That was
our
first pick of the week. Uncle Goose. Uncle Goose. All right.
That's the shit.
Uncle Goose, if you want to contact Uncle Goose, his number is 419-514. And if he give you the last four of them digits, you're going to have to get it from Leland Rayford at gmail.com. Because you won't get it from me. Now. Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's too much info. But if you want to book Leland,
I grew up with both.
Uncle Goose, make sure you get in contact with him with at Leland, L-E-A-L-A-N-D, Rayford. R-A-Y-F-O-R-D at gmail.com for any features or anything you got coming up. You want to book him, get in touch with him. Okay, Anton, you have the floor.
Yeah, that's my boy. And again, when we talk about affirmation, that means to affirm. That means to, like, uplift and to bring out the positive qualities. And, like, Hugs is a song. Superwoman from Miss Bubble is a song. The young lady with the R&B. It's a lot of people, and I'm noticing that when you do make certain things to affirm, it's like bro said, he got to make that nigga shit. He got to make that raspy, that let me get at you shit to catch the crowd. Then you can spend some knowledge to them as a mentor, or as somebody they look up to. But why does it have to be that? Like, this is some of the best music. It can use better engineering and production, mastering, different things. But at the end of the day, we working with some of the best writers, producers, engineers, and they making good music. But it's a shame we got to dumb it down to the lowest frequency to gain some numbers and views, and that shit is crazy. But yes,
right.
Superwoman, we have like the young brother Mud Baby Spade. We have some of the best upcoming artists, but they should already be popping because they already done told the story. They already done got with the plan. But you giving the major producers, the super producers, to these lames, and I'm sorry to say it, I support everybody's dream. I think everybody should make it if you make good music or music people want to hear. But it shouldn't be a closed door to the affirmers, to the ones who come with knowledge and wisdom. They killed Pac, they killed Biggie. We ain't allowed to listen to that. You feel me? And that's
right.
Where I said, like, I want to see bro come with what I first start looking at, because I was like, okay, we got some young brothers coming with that Tupac, coming with that knowledge, but hip-hop,
right.
And then, you know, another Andre 3000, but then you got to dumb it down because your views going down, because they rather listen to a nigga talking about shoot and pop a pill and suck some coochie.
Right.
You know, the stupid shit that we already then made it pass, so. I digress with that right there, but I support Sus, man. I support Brother Goose, Snipes, everything bro got going on, because he bringing these brothers up to where they have an avenue to do something better. And if you're going to do music, be an entrepreneur. Don't just be a fucking rapper. Don't just be a beat maker. Be a producer and try to be a super producer. Put on that entrepreneur hat and bring some money home, you know, and then mentor somebody else to where you at.
Right. And then everybody is not cut out for that job. Like, everybody's not built to be entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
right.
Artists that are just satisfied with just being artists, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And they're comfortable with that, you know what I'm saying? But I do agree with Anton, you know what I'm saying? The more you get in this business, the more shit is going to present itself and opportunity is going to present itself for you to do more shit and other shit. You see what I'm saying? It's up to you to bite on it. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you to take it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, motherfuckers talk shit all the time about the rap game. Okay, well, when you finish with the rap game, then what you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, you either live off your royalties or your, you know, checks from the albums that you release, or you do other shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's trill.
And be real, how many of these rappers really have enough money to retire off of if they don't have another avenue while they're rapping? That shit is, you know, that shit is far in between.
Yeah. But I can tell you this. There's more independent rappers now getting their own money, you know what I'm saying? So I salute that shit,
that's
you know what I'm saying? Because it was a time rappers were crying broke and all that old shit. Now rappers can't cry broke no more, you know what I'm saying? For real, Trill.
That's what's up.
I hear you. I want to say something too. All right. Why there's alcohol in me? I want to thank y'all for letting me be on here, because y'all been in the industry. Y'all know the ins and outs. Y'all know what it takes to make it. And I'm just a fan. So I want to salute y'all for letting me be. Shut up now. For allowing me in y'all circle. That's all.
We
I just be moving the silence. I just stay out the way. Yeah, put no trust in these niggas. These niggas got too many ways. Nigga, they stay in the way. Yeah, I just stay in my lane. Niggas be wanting to die. Yeah, I know too many ways. I just be moving the silence. I just stay out the way. Put no trust in these niggas. These niggas got too many ways. Nigga, they stay in the way. Yeah, I just stay in my lane. These niggas be wanting to die. Yeah, I know too many ways. If I gotta let this thing end out, I'm taking it straight to the grave. Lot of them used to the rap cap. That nigga did how I raised. Niggas don't slam to your name. But don't say the shit to your face. Don't say the shit in your face. Respect. Yeah, they nigga be knowing their place. Back then they was calling me young. Yeah, they just calling me Spade. I can go fuck with your hoe, but she ain't even my place. I stay with the shell like a turtle. Bitch, I'm winning the race. No, I can't talk on your gas. This shit should be having me fade. 2 feet, grown man, super fly, Peter Pan. Patient wave, dedicated, 1, 2, 3, nigga, I'm next. Nigga know he a hoe, claim bold, nigga, you a flex. Play around with the comma, come see a nigga by the check. Yeah, check. I just be moving the silence. I just stay out the way. Put no trust in these niggas. These niggas got too many ways. Nigga, they stay in the way. I just stay in my lane. Nigga be wanting to die. I know too many ways. I just be moving in silence. I just stay out the way. Put no trust in these niggas. These niggas got too many ways. Nigga, they stay in the way. I just stay in my lane. These niggas be wanting to die. I know too many ways. These niggas be acting so spread. Like they be needs of me. My OG name was Ed. Now time to check you with dead. Nigga be getting off cases. He working the state in the feds. Might as well drop me a song. They gon' repeat what I said. You ain't no hunter, you ain't no gunner. Nigga, you know I'm coming. Feeling, but I talk a little song. Found pulling up with 100. And I don't do no flexing, nigga. You know that I'm dumb. And they shooting in the air, nigga. I'm trying to hit song. I ain't sweet, I ain't friendly. Only trust in my pocket rocket. Oh, you thinking it's a game? I shoot you and your partner. Dressed in black, nigga, you know I'ma move off of silent. On go, being a hoe. Ain't no option, nigga. I just be moving the silence. I just stay out the way. Put no trust in these niggas. These niggas got too many ways. Nigga, they stay in the way. I just stay in my lane. Nigga be wanting to die. I know too many ways. I just be moving the silence. I just stay out the way. Put no trust in these niggas. These niggas got too many ways. Nigga, they stay in the way. I just stay in my lane. These niggas be wanting to die. I know too many ways.
All right, y'all. Blog Talk kicked me off. They kicked me off, y'all. They kicked me off. They ain't do me right.
That's petty. That's petty.
Yeah, they ain't do me right. They kicked me off. But I'm back, bitches. You know? Okay. So, you guys, our winner tonight for Pick of the Week is JK4, you know? It's crazy because I hit Snipe up, like, Snipe, you got anybody that, you know, coming through that might want to, you know, submit some music because we're going to do the Pick of the Week tonight. And he was like, let me see. I'm telling you, it's real nigga shit. So he did that, and he got that music to me. And I'm telling you, salute to that young brother because he brought that shit. I don't care. He brought that shit. He did it. Okay. So I pick up the... you guys get a Facebook ad from our network on Tweetyverse Central on Bird Vision Room page on Facebook. So you guys like that page. Make sure tonight that you let him know to like the page and be looking for his feature. He will also get a feature on twofactormedia.com. That's TWOFACTOR Media, MEDIA.com. Okay? And he will have a blog post feature over there as well. Okay? So that's good news. Yeah. That's good news, y'all.
That's
we
right.
got our third pick of the week. Salute, salute. You guys did a great job also.
Hey.
Who dropped?
All right, now you know, I gotta ask. I gotta ask. Who's feeling a little bit tipsy?
Jeez.
Okay, have any of y'all ever drunk Azul tequila?
Anton drinking that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? You know when shit come in funny shaped ass bottles, you know he drinking some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about when shit come in funny shaped ass bottles, you know that shit is designed to get you fucked up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't drink that cheap shit. That cheap shit make me sick, so it has to be the 150 bottle.
Okay. I'm on that hen doggy dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that hen doggy dog, you know what I'm saying? Because I like that hen yak, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a cognac sipper. I'm a cognac sipper, you know what I'm saying? And I'm album coming soon, you know what I'm saying? To be announced, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Trill.
And how you still doing?
All right. You guys, it's time. It is time for
Uh-oh.
A $10 Cash App opportunity. Okay?
Uh-oh.
This is a $10
okay.
Cash App opportunity here.
Oh, dear.
Right?
I'm going to win this.
You
I
have
my Cash App right in the motherfucker.
You have 30 seconds to name as many B words as you can that have to do with sex.
What?
Have to do with what?
That has to do with sex. Many B-words
no,
as you can.
No, no, no.
Where the
no,
hell is Miss Nat tonight?
God. Oh, damn.
Without
man,
stopping.
I know I ain't going to be $10. Shit.
Oh, oh
without
man.
Saying, because if you say, I'm going to buzz your ass. I'm going to buzz your ass. All right? So, who is wanting to take the challenge?
Not me. I already know I ain't going to win. Shit.
Come on,
this some bullshit.
We drop, see, it's going to be fun. It's going to be drunk.
This some bullshit, man. She said, name all the words that start with a letter B. But pertaining to sex.
Yeah,
so,
y'all supposed to be some freaks. Let's see. Let's see.
Man, we don't do all this spelling B and shit. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in the club, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'll listen. Okay, I will give you 30 seconds. I will give you 30 seconds to name five things that start with B that have to do with sex. I will
okay.
give you that. I will give you okay? So
all
who's
right.
going to go up?
Oh,
who's
going
to go ten?
Five things. Oh, man.
See, that start with a letter B now. You know what I'm saying? That start
yes.
with a letter B.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go first. Fuck it. All right. Let's
go,
sweetie.
Go.
Back shots. Boner.
You said Nope. Nope. Sergeant Rock got one.
I told y'all I was gonna lose.
Okay.
That's a
who show. Else? Anybody else? Anybody gonna challenge?
Yeah,
I got you, man. I got you.
This is some bullshit.
You going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm excited.
Okay. Your time starts right now.
Back shot. Boobs. Balls. Bitch. Basic. Hello.
Basic.
Oh,
you got four.
Wait a minute. Sight, hold on, man. You said basic, what? Bro. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro?
Some people be basic. You know what I'm saying? Some
you
people
be basic. You could be basic.
I got it.
I counted that. That was a count.
You said basic. God damn, Mike.
He counted that. Okay. Anybody else up for the taking?
I'm ready. I've been ready.
Okay, Anton. Here we go. Your time starts now.
Brett.
Oh, wrong book.
Back shot.
Wait.
Boo wall.
Hold on.
Whoa, what?
Go.
Back shots. Boo war. Booty. Breast. Butt plug. Blow job.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
That
nigga
right
said
on.
Butt plug, blowjob.
He was in the sex shop today, so, you know.
Oh, man.
He said the butt plug. God damn.
Hey,
man, this is how much time he had left to spare, y'all.
The booty plug. Hey, we gonna use all the time left to put that booty plug in. You know what I'm saying?
Cause y'all back like
right, let me get a shot now.
Okay. So is anybody
basic
else up
ass
for the taking, or is Anton out here?
I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me try.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Let me get back to the book because I haven't left it.
Oh shit!
Stop this nonsense.
Okay.
Hey, you better get this shit too, nigga.
All right. Your time starts now.
Bondage, bitch, boner, BBC, boobs, breasts, booty, blowjob,
okay,
backside.
Okay. You got it.
Okay.
That's it.
So
I don't know no more. I'll try to get some more, but things come.
Better watch your whole eye hit.
Stupid.
I'm a Janet Jack Me fan.
I'm a Janet Jack Me fan too,
okay,
bro.
Hey,
what
man.
Hey, you don't know who Janet Jack Me is? You don't know who Janet Jackson is? Hey, she old school with the shit. You know what
old
I'm saying?
School.
For real.
I don't want to see no shit getting twerking on no dick.
Oh, no. Janet Jackson is the truth, nigga.
Is she better than Pinky? Because Pinky is the GOAT. Pinky the
huh?
Girl, so she better than Pinky.
Well, you know, Pinky, you know, Pinky, all right, but Pinky ain't better than Jada Fire, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm going to check her out.
Damn.
I'm gonna check her out.
Y'all fucking up, because ain't nobody say Honey Gold.
Who the hell is that? Y'all get on damn porn stars. How that happen? How did that go
on? They got drunk.
Hey,
Janet Jackson
can get it. Jada Fire can get it. Cherokee the ass, she can get it. You know what I'm saying? For real.
True.
These nuts.
I regret.
That's exactly what they're going to get on. These nuts.
Okay. Okay, so we got a tie between Anton and Common.
I'm drunk.
Five. So I'm going to cash out these guys $10. You know. We honor what
we
say.
Yeah, because I knew I wasn't going to get it, but guess what? Next week, I'm going to smash y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking all the cash out next week. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
For you.
Congratulations. All right, y'all, we have had a great show. We've had a good time. We have laughed. And we have got tipsy. And so this is what it's like to be on Happy Hour. So we hope that everybody that was listening tonight had a chance to enjoy us as we have enjoyed y'all. Shout out to T-Rex at Two Factor Media for calling in and checking in with us. Y'all make sure y'all check TwoFactorMedia.com, T-W-O. You know how to spell factor. You know how to spell media.com. Okay. Check them out, you guys. All right. Salute to Hero for calling in. You can follow him at Hero325 Music. And make sure you go and do that also.
We drunk.
Somebody check on Hero, see if you made it out of Walmart.
Yeah. he need to be drunk right now because we super drunk. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We all trio.
We lit. Y'all lit now. It's been an explosive.
Hey, trio.
Salute out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, all of y'all, for coming over here and helping me pull this out tonight. Salute and shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all, everything you do over here. And we're going to say goodnight to y'all. We appreciate y'all for listening in. And y'all make sure y'all check us out over here on Wednesday for Happy Hour at 9 p.m. And we are
Trio.
They know how it go.
Oh, yeah. Peace out. And don't drink and drive. Stupid motherfucker. Don't drink and drive. You know what I'm talking about? Look, don't drink and drive. Drink and walk, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?